Before he played Sam the Pickle Man in the film Crossing Delancey, Peter Riegert was best known for his co-starring role with Burt Lancaster in Bill Forsyth's offbeat film Local Hero. Riegert played a young American oil company executive who travels to a coastal Scottish town to convince the residents to sell their land to the oil company. Riegert is in a new film called A Shock to the System. It stars Michael Caine as an ad company executive. Riegert plays an ambitious young ad man climbing his way up the corporate ladder. On the way up, he steps over Michael Caine and gets the promotion Caine wanted.
This isn't exactly comfortable for me. I know you wanted this job. I suppose if we were rival princes, I could just have you killed. Save a lot of politics.
It's not that easy to kill someone and get away with it.
I thought instead it would be good if we could get together this weekend. Out at the house, you and Leslie, me and Tara.
Oh, the actual Tara. Yes, that would be nice, Bob.
Good. We'll do a little sailing, a lot of eating, and find the time to discuss the new order of things. Graham, do you happen to have a light?
Yes, of course.
Are you playing the kind of person that you don't like in this new movie?
You didn't like this character? I thought he was charming. No, I don't make a value judgment. I just really... I don't think an actor can really decide beforehand that a character is likable or not. You just play the character and fulfill the functions that the job requires. And if people like or dislike that character, it's probably related to what the story is.
Now, you played opposite Michael Caine in this. Now, he's the kind of actor who, it seems to me, takes nearly every role that he's offered. He seems to make so many movies a year. But it seems to me that you've taken the kind of opposite route from Michael Caine of doing much fewer films.
Not by design.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I try and get work and make choices to do jobs based on what I'm sent. You know, people are only seeing 10% of the things I do. There's theater and television as well, so...
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about a previous role that you had as Sam Posner, the pickle man in Crossing Delancey. And you played, a man who sells pickles on New York's Lower East Side, has very kind of traditional values, and meets with Amy Irving through a matchmaker. And you initially seem a little conventional for her.
I heard you and Marilyn had a good time.
Yeah.
There's a little reception Saturday night at the bookstore. I thought... Maybe you two would like to...
Going to a baseball game Saturday.
Ah. Maybe I could be handling this better.
Handling what? What are you handling, me?
I don't blame you for being
annoyed. You come to my stand, you invite me out to dinner, you set me up with your girlfriend, you get your bubby to drag me over here, a guy could get a little tired of this routine.
I did not...
What's the problem here? You think it's so small, my world? You think it's so provincial? You think it defines me? Is that it?
No. No, I don't.
Did you have any empathy with the role?
Oh, yeah, a lot of empathy, sure. It's a very sympathetic character. And different than what I'm used to, I think we're all used to seeing. Somebody who is, what's the right word? Sympathetic. In a very low-key way.
Well, the character you play in Yiddish would be called a mensch. You know, someone, a good boy with good values.
I think it has larger, there are more implications as well. It means, it's a very large term. It doesn't only mean, a good boy.
Right, okay. You know, you describe it, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's loyalty and honor and courage and her, I mean, it's a very, the implications for me are grand. They're not... it's a great compliment to be called a mensch. Let's put it that way.
Now, are you from a Jewish background yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You taught before you started acting.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up in teaching?
Well, I needed a job. I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I had spent about 4 years or 5 years working as a social worker of a kind. I mean, I hadn't studied for it, but I worked for the University Settlement House on the Lower East Side in various capacities. So I felt... I might be able to make some contribution. I can't say it was a career move because I didn't think in those terms. It was something for me to do at the time. And after about a year and a half, I sort of felt, well, I'm really not a teacher and I shouldn't be here. So I left.
after you decided to leave teaching and you had to figure out what to do next, how did acting become your next choice?
I'm loath to use the word epiphany, but I suspect it was something like that. I mean, there was no logical thought that went with it. I just woke up and said, well, I have to do this.
Is this something you'd wanted to do but had repressed all
Well, I had friends who were trying to be actors, and I had been going to the theater in New York since I was a kid. I just never made the connection that it was a legitimate way to earn a living. And then by the time I was 23, I thought, I mean, I really did just get up and say, okay, you've got to try this.
Did you have any experience at all? Had you been in plays or summer camp productions, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, a play in college and a play in high school. It's not remotely what it is to be an actor, but you get it's like a taste.
Mm-hmm. So where did you decide to study?
Well, at the time, I didn't have any money to study, so I just pretty much picked up the trade papers that existed in the various newsstands and started auditioning. And then I got involved with an improvisational company called War Babies in 1972, and I stayed with them for 8 years. So that was really what my training was.
What were the first auditions that you went to?
The first audition I went to was probably the first week in January of 1971 at an off-Broadway theater on East 4th Street off of the Bowery, off of 3rd Avenue, in a building in which I don't remember there being a roof because there seemed to be snow in the room where we were auditioning, and everybody was wearing winter coats, and I thought, this is the theater? This is something wrong here. So that's where I started auditioning, places like that. Closets with seats.
For what kind of roles?
Anything. I mean, I played in anything. Mostly they were new plays. It's hard to think back to what the specific parts were, but they were always... There were drugs always present, and as a theme, you know.
Now, your first movie role was in Animal House?
That's the first part. I did a short film that I co-produced with a friend of mine, and I also had two scenes without any dialogue in a movie called Coma.
Oh, I remember Coma, yeah. I remember the ad campaign.
I wasn't in that. Right. I was hardly in the movie.
Right. Okay.
But I got to watch, go to MGM, I think it was made. And I think Michael Douglas and Genevieve Bujold were the stars. And I played a doctor who was watching an operation that failed or something.
So you just had a walk-on part, basically.
I was just standing there. I didn't have an entrance or an exit. I just stood and watched, moved my eyes a bit too much, but...
Now, how did you get the role in Animal House? And describe your role again.
I played a character named Boone, who was the, I think I was the social director. I think that's what my responsibility was. And I had an audition. And I think I auditioned about 4 times, and then I got the job.
Were you noticed in the movie right away?
In Animal House?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly got a good response from it. I mean, when it came out, I think I probably could have gotten room and board in any town in the country. It was very, very usually successful movie. But at the time, there weren't, there seem to be many movies now in which young people get to play important parts, if not star in them. That wasn't the case in 1978, so there really wasn't much for me to go into, as I recall, even though Animal House was so successful. So it's basically, it was a bit misleading for me. It was the first real movie that I was in, and it was an enormous hit. Now, that's what I thought you did. Well, you went to work and made movies, and they were successful. And I learned immediately after that that's not the case. So I can't say anything dramatic happened, but it legitimizes what you do, and it helped.
So do you still have to audition for roles, or at this point do people just call you up and invite you to take a part?
Well, I'm still asked to audition. I'm loath to do it these days, mainly because after 20 years you can act or you can't act. And I think that a director, if he has the power to hire me, will learn as much about me and what I can do sitting in a room as they would an audition. I've sort of lost the understanding of what an audition's function is, viscerally. When I was younger, an audition was tantamount to a job. Just getting an audition was difficult. So I put so much emotion into it. Now I'm just more cynical about it, but I don't see its value in terms of me being hired. And I think that's true of all actors with some experience. It's too much is made of it. It's not a helpful tool. Obviously, if you have no experience, maybe that's a way for somebody to get to meet a new actor. But you probably can learn as much, if not more, in a meeting.
Okay, well, I thank you a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Actor Peter Riegert, he co-stars with Michael Caine in the new film, A Shock to the System. It opens later this month.